for men and women. Of course, more men play it than women, but occasionally women go down and play. Downstairs in the basement, they also have, they teach arts and crafts. They have plaster craft.
I think we visited the place.
Did you? Yes. Vivian used to be a volunteer with me on the front desk, yeah. And they have a wood shop, which is used by both men and women. And you know, the women make things that surprises you. You wouldn't think women can make things, and they do terrific, wonderful things. They have painting classes. They have French classes. They have trips. They have a lot of trips. Local one-day trips or overnight trips, Canada, Florida, all over, you know. And those are very popular. We have a cafeteria. It's open from 8:30 until 4. They have coffee and donuts all day long. Coffee is 25 cents, donuts are 25. We have lunches at noon. They're $1, which you can't get any place. It consists of soup, sandwich, a little side salad, dessert. Coffee you have to buy extra. But that's very popular. That's 5 days a week. We have what they call a Follies. It's all seniors sing, dance, tell jokes. They're very popular. They go all over Connecticut entertaining in convalescent hospitals and homes and nursing homes and whatnot. Oh, there's all kinds of activities. I can't even remember them all that go on there. But there's something for everyone.
Now,
oh, sure, yeah.
Work, but now you know what you worked for.
That's right.
You relax and enjoy.
Yeah.
Tell me, if you had a choice, if there was a genie or some kind of magic that you could raise your kids back then or you could raise them now, where would you choose?
Well,
as in now, with all the conveniences and diapers and this and that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of improvements, but the way kids are acting today, you know, that I don't quite approve of. You know, some kids are too wild today, especially using pot and all that stuff. Now that, of course, I think they only harm themselves. Well, they harm others too. They harm their parents, they harm their neighbors and everyone. But there are a lot of things in the old days.
Everybody.
Yeah, in the old days there are a lot of things were better than today because the air was more pure and the water was pure.
That's what I call it, clean fun.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So you would choose overall
the good old days.
Good old days.
Yes. Of course, I like some of the conveniences of today, but still.
If you could only put them together.
Right, yeah.
World.
Be a wonderful world, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you very much. It's been very nice. And I really appreciate it.
Good. I hope you get something out of it.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, I imagine a lot of people have the same, you know, interests that I had and more or less the same experiences.
Oh, another question. Do you think elderly people get along with teenagers?
It depends on the teenagers. Elderly people, I have found...
In general, as not just some...
Yeah, I don't see where there's much difference. We have teenagers at our center come in and help us and volunteer and all. And it depends on the type of teenagers, you know. Now, if they're the type smoking pot and all that sort of thing, naturally seniors don't want to bother with them. But I think with the average
But there's some things as, like, girls like to wear nail polish and makeup, and grandparents always say, no, you know,
things like that. No, not today, not these seniors, not the ones I know over there. Those women are, they use the nail polish, and they use the makeup, and they go to the beauty parlor once a week and all that, if they can afford it. No, I don't think they're against anything like that. The only thing I think they resent is the actions of the girls today, you know, things like girls getting in trouble and all that. They naturally nobody.
Otherwise, no.
No.
Okay, I think time to go.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.